brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. This is now the feast of St. John Paul. I had the wonderful, wonderful privilege twice to spend a little bit of time with him. There were others there. I wasn't alone. He was so good and so kind, even when he was older. He was so, just so other-centered and so given to the Lord's will and the Lord's plan. I was very, very blessed to be with him. And today is now his feast day. I think that's wonderful. So soon that I could see a saint in his lifetime. It's a blessing. And he asked me to pray for him. And I do pray for him. And I ask you to pray that all those lives he touched may in turn give their lives to the Lord. Let's take a look at the readings. This is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. Brothers and sisters, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you, in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to accomplish far more than all we ask or imagine, by the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The responsorial psalm tells us, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. It is. It is. We have very difficult things going on in this world, but the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Look for the goodness. Don't look for what is evil. Look for the goodness. He is there. I remember one of the times that I saw John Paul, St. John Paul. I remember him one time picking up his cane. And he was just looking at me, picked up his cane, and he was kind of shaking it a bit in his fist. And he said, "Why this?" And I thought, I understand. We all have weaknesses. Our body isn't perfect. And he was carrying a cane. He had many things that he had to deal with later in his life that were difficult. And yet that man was absolutely, utterly committed to God. And I'm not saying that all of us will become saints. I'd like to. But what I would say is, as John Paul did, you and I, let's ask the Lord, "Lord, let me do your will today." Ask him that every morning. Give me the grace to do your will today, not just mine. You will be amazed at how God will use you. So I want to encourage you. St. John Paul is really St. John Paul. He is just never had a living saint in my presence. And I was a bit overwhelmed at times by it. And yet, we would have such good conversations just about life and about what I was doing, he was doing. Brothers and sisters, your shepherd has gone before you, and other shepherds now are with you. Each of them has gifts and talents that the other one doesn't have. I have not met Pope Francis, but I see what he's trying to do. Let us open our hearts. Open our hearts. Read what he writes. Ponder it. It's important for us. And Psalm 33 tells us, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. exalt you just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp with the 10-stringed lyre. Chant his praises. For upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord the earth is full. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. But see, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him. That means reverence him. Put him first. Doesn't mean you're going around trembling, but you revere him, you honor him. Bless, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Brothers and sisters, what a powerful psalm. It's a psalm that I pray frequently. It's a psalm I encourage you to pray frequently. It strengthens my faith. It builds me up. And it will do so for you, I think, as well. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 39 to 48, says this. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against a son and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Oh, brothers and sisters, how easy it is for to give in to anger or bitterness, or just not talking to people. Brothers and sisters, that's not how Christ would have done it. And he gave us his spirit. You might have to say, that remark was hurtful. Can you explain it a little more to me? Because I think I'm your friend, and I want to be your friend. Show me what I've done that's wrong. Just ask. It takes a little humility, but ask. And perhaps it will all get straightened out right there. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is showing us what Satan sees, what growth he seeks to cultivate, is to make us in tension with one another, make us separate from one another, make us hate another or be angry against another. Those who seek not to do God's will, but those who want their own will. We just can't do that. We can't do that. I want to be, and I'm not a saint, but I want to be as like Jesus as I can be. In my thoughts, not just my words, my thoughts, my words, my actions. Now, I remember one time I was so angry with the person. I shouldn't have been, but I was. I was really angry. And I was going to give her a piece of my mind is what I was about to do. And when we met, and I was all armed and geared to really let her have it, she said to me, I'm so sorry, I have not been myself these last few weeks. And she went on to tell me what the difficulties were. And so I saw her angry response to me in a very different way. And I said, oh, talk to me about it. Let me let me help you if I can. And she did. And we did. Otherwise, I would have hurt a relationship quite seriously. But how quickly do we get angry without thinking, without stopping for a moment? We just say what comes to our mind. Brothers and sisters, I really encourage you, when you have a division anywhere, in your family, your workplace, your extended family, wherever the case may be, stop. Stop. Go to that person and say, when you said this, I thought you might be very angry, and I don't understand. Just, if you don't really don't understand, just present it that way. My goodness, I've found a couple of times when I thought someone was very angry and said something to me and I was thrown off course. And I found out that that person was suffering a great deal. Or, in another case, a person could really have difficulty with handling their anger and they need help, they need encouragement. There's so many reasons for which we get angry. Don't conclude always that somebody's angry with me. You may be just the safe place where they can vent their anger. Hold back. Say, is there anything I can do to help you? If they say no, and you just say, I will pray for you. That person will not forget that you said that. Well, brothers and sisters, God loves us so much. And I've made so many mistakes in life, too. But I've found that when I go back and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be angry, or I'm sorry, I should have said that differently, or I didn't know that your husband was dying, I'm so sorry. Just go, be humble. Let them know that you didn't know that deliberately to another. Your anger can get control of us sometimes. But just repent. Just say, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it that way. I do have a concern, but I don't need to be angry like that. It takes a humility. And that's something that I really believe God wants to give us more of. Humility. A love for the truth, a willingness to acknowledge our mistakes. My goodness, how much better life would be. How much better it would be than if we didn't just jump to anger, but paused for a moment, tried to think, what's the situation here? We could heal a lot of wounds. We could give people new hope, new life. Really. We can bring, in a sense, we bring God into the situation. We bring His love and His care. Let yourself be an instrument of God's love. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.